on the bottom of the tree. That didn't not a stuck on top of the palm tree. Then I keep me out of four mitzvahs mamash on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to. Is the rehako mutter. I tell you, everybody holds you're allowed to eat these fruits on Shabbos because they fell off already. So what are you afraid now? Maybe you'll pick off from the tree? No. Since you don't have to climb up the tree, you just find the pears on the bottom of the tree, it's mutter to eat it. So Rashi learns, Bishalbeinah keep him, lamato minofeim, on the bottom of the tree. Noifas atachton is the bottom branches. Velekalamechus letlisha the enkam chuburis. On the bottom, there are no dates growing there. So we're not afraid you'll pick off any new dates now. Therefore, it's mutter. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisus has a lot of kashas on Rashi. Ravad is a Pella Rashi. There's a whole Gemara Beitz like that. We know that peiros that fall off the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take. Because there's exerer, maybe you come to pull off other fruits. So even if the fruit is mamish on the bottom of the floor, still there's such exerer. And also Taisus says, Stam, you can't climb up the tree after the mechuber. Therefore, Taisus learns the Psham the Sugi is, when you read, the Shemaitari Betlushim Erev Yomtiv. We're talking about these fruits fell off the tree even Erev Yomtiv, or even Erev Shabbos. The Mechabdes of the Kvifim Menachim Shom. And in between the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were either on top of the tree or at the bottom of the floor. That's where the machlokes is. That avada, if a fruit falls off the tree on Shabbos, pshit it tosser. Here the shaila was, the fruit already fell off from before Shabbos. Now we're afraid if the fruit is stuck on top of the tree, we're afraid maybe you'll come over to climb up the tree on Shabbos, which is also. Mashenke, and the fruits on the floor, that's mutter. Since it fell off the fruit before Shabbos, avada it's mutter. The Murray of Takasha though, O Malay Rova, the Yomuksis Ninu. Rova said, no, the Muksa though. What do you mean? So the way Rashi learns is very good. Rashi learns, Vamuksis Ninu, Shemer and Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes, right before Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, where were these dates? Hoya Mechubaris. As Rashi sheet, there is the dates where Mamish Mechubar attached to the tree. Venim so Muksois, Machma Sisat Lisha. Right now, at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't even touch these fruits. They're Muksa. Because you're not allowed to use it. The only way you can eat it is by pulling it off the tree. And it's an issur d'oraisa to pull the fruits off the tree. That's called muksa machmas issur. Talisha, or muksa bein hashmosh muksa l'chol hayom. And since the beginning of Shabbos, they're muksa, male they remain muksa the whole Shabbos. So Tzitzis has to be matzcha and say that even though it came up before Shabbos, but you didn't have das to use it though. Or parakho muksa ninu, kivun boya bein hashmosh is al ilon. Since l'mais at the beginning of Shabbos, they were still on top of the tree. You couldn't go get it because how do you get it? You have to like climb up the tree. And you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So it's also called an issur to get it. Even though the fruits, the toasters, fell off before Shabbos, but still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were on top of the tree, it's also called muksa machmas issur. Right now, you can't get it, only be issur. So a person doesn't have any das, doesn't have in mind to use these pears. So it should remain muksa. So how could the aniyim come and eat it on Shabbos? But muksas ninu. Dichitena, maybe you want to tell me. Hoyo dechazil orvin. Maybe since the birds could come on the tree and eat it, so it's called food for birds, and alochar is any food that's roi for behemati. It's not muksam. That's what you want to tell me. I'll tell you no. Hashto mukhan liyodim. Madach when food that's oimit for a person to eat. Like a regular piece of meat. That's oimit for a person to eat. The klal is loyavi mukhan liklovim. If something happens to it and now it doesn't become, it's not edible anymore on Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to a kelev, to a dog to eat. The Tanan, what's the Rai? We learned like this. If you do Aymer, if you have a live animal, at the beginning of Shabbos, the behemoth was alive. Now, a live animal, what do you have in mind to do with the meat? An animal that's alive, you have in mind that you want to shecht it and you'll eat it. So even though on Shabbos you can't shecht it, but right before Shabbos, you have in mind this animal is aymer for meat to eat. So I don't want to give it to my dog now, because something that's aimed for a person to eat, he keeps only for himself and not for his dogs. So what happens if this animal dies now on Shabbos? It becomes an avela. Are you allowed to give it to your dog to eat or not? Is it called muksa or not? So if you do it like this, in my house in avela era Shabbos, if the behemoth did not die before Shabbos, then the locher is asura. You're not allowed to give it to your dog on Shabbos to eat. Why? Because it's muksa. Since before Shabbos, the behemoth was alive. So you had asked now, this meat is going to be used only for you. So even though now on Shabbos it dies, and now when the behemoth is in the velum, it's only oimit to give it to a dog, so why can't you? The Teretz says, because it's muksam. Since you had asked to use it for yourself, when you want to use something for yourself, you do not have in mind at all to give it to your dogs. So we see, Muchen liodom is lo yavi Muchen liklovin. Or the Zoy here, Muchen liorvin. Even if you want to say these dates on top of the tree is oimet for birds to eat it right now. Right now, a bird could come and eat it. Are they having Muchen liodom? But you want to tell me, since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, that would also make it that it's not muksa, that even a person could eat it. How could that be? Like madduch, something that's aimed for nodim. You can't give it to your dog, so something that's aimed for orvin should not help for a person. Omle, the Gemara answers back, no. In, I'll tell you that's true, there's no kash here. The svar is like this. Muchin li yodom, lo yavi muchin l'klovin. Something that's meat, that's edible for you yourself, for sure you do not have in mind to give it to your dog. Why? The klal is like this. A person is stingy like. T'chomidi d'choz li'inish. Any food that's roy for you teeth, it's a good piece of meat. So here the animal's alive. A live animal, it's something that the person should check it and it'll enjoy the meat. Is made of lemak to lay me daitim. You do not set it aside to give it to klovim. Because anything that's roy for you, you don't give away to your dogs. Mashenkin the other way, like here. Here you have these dates that are on top of the tree. Right now on Shabbat, you're not allowed to go up the tree. So it's not muchen for you to use it at all. You can't eat it. But still, who is it oimet for? Who could eat it? Muchen liorvim. That the birds, they could eat it. So I tell you, since you have in mind, it should have some use on Shabbos, enech nami, have a muchen liodim. I tell you, it's also called edible, usable for a person. But the klal is like this. Komidi dechozel liinish, daiti alavayu. Anything that you could have some use for it on Shabbos, normally you have in mind to use it on Shabbos. So many of these dates, even though right now it's on top of the tree, so svari is, since lamaisa has some use right now, the birds up in the tree could eat it. And right now, you're asking, let the birds eat it. I can't get to it now. It's on top of the tree. It's muksa. But since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, it's called these peiros there, these dates, have some use. Since they have some use, they're not muksa. Therefore, when they fall down now on Shabbos, the aniyim could take it, because it's not muksa. Samela, you could say the bottom dates takara mutter. If they fall down to the floor, it's mutter. I, the shavuot, let it be muksa. Teretz says no. Since Lamaisa, at the beginning of Shabbos, you have in mind that the bird should eat from it, you add in mind that it's called an oichel, so now when it falls down, it's still called an oichel, and you could use it. Because anything that has any use that you could use, you always have in mind you should use it. So that's one shot. Rav Yossi, when Ravan came, Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he said over from Rav Shlokas like this, Ma'achloikis b'shol ben kipin. No, just the opposite. The machlokes between Anshi Yerichoi and the Chomim is about the dates that mamish fell down to the floor, fell on the bottom of the tree. The Rabbon and Savri, Muchen liorvin, lo yavi Muchen liodim. They all know it's still muksa. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos, these dates were on top of the tree, or the way Rashi learns, the dates of mamish attached on the tree, so even though it's aimed for birds to eat it, but that's not called Muchen for liodim. It's still called muksa. Because the Maisa, you can't use it. For you, it's still attached to the tree, or else the way Tosis learns is on top of the tree, and you're not allowed to climb up there on Shabbos, so it's called Yamak, so you take away your mind from using it. No, since a person has in mind that his bird should be allowed to eat it, so it's called the food for your birds, once you have any type of a use from it, it's called Muchen Liyodim also, it's not called Muksa. Avo B'Shel Mechabdois, Ma'ashenkein de Peris. That a mamish stuck on top of the tree, divrei hakol osur. According to everybody, even Anshi Yerichoi were moided those peiros arosa to use on Shabbos. Va'gazrin and shem yalav yitlish. There is exera. Maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, you pull down the peiros. Therefore, those fruits that are on top of the tree pshiter arosa. Right. V'noistin peil yerek. A third thing that the Anshi Yerichoi did wrong was they had a field growing vegetables, and they left over peya at the end of the field. And what was wrong was that Peya, the Aniyim, thought they don't have to give now Truma to Maestris. And really, this field, since these vegetables have no Chiyas Peya, the Locharidge, you're not allowed to eat them before you take off Truma to Maestris. So the Balabos here is not much being Machshu the Aniyim. The Aniyim thought they were allowed to eat it, and really they're being over near the Raita. For the Gemara, how did Anshi Yericho do this? For less than the Anshi Yericho, didn't the people in Yericho know? How did now that we learned is the mission in Peya? Klal Lomru Bepeya. There's a klal on which type of things that grow do you have to leave over peya. Is there a mitzvah peya? Peya the mitzvah is at the end of your field, leave over some part of it for the aniyim to come and eat it. That's called matnas aniyim, and it has a locha that aniyim are allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maizes. Now, which type of fruits or vegetables, which type of growing things is there a mitzvah leave over tayyum? Kol shu oichel, anything that you can eat, it has to be edible. Something that's not edible, there's no mitzvah tayyum. V'nishmer, it has to be something that's watched. Lafuk, it's not hefker. Can't be something anybody can take it. It has to be nishmer, watched, there has to be an owner to it. And Rashi says, v'nishmer, sheinoi mufkar, it's not hefker. U'mafkidim olav l'shoymer, people come to watch it. V'giduloi minoritz, it's something that grows out of the ground. Lafuki, not mushrooms. Mushroom, you know, we say, grow out of the air, not out of the ground. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. It has to be like the type of a tree that all the apples are ripe at one time. It's one season that you pull off all the apples. That's called one lekitasa kiyachas. We'll soon see what things don't have one kita. There are certain fruits that you put some, half of the tree is ripe now, half of the tree gets ripe next month, and the following month, such a tree is potter from peyah. It has to be such a type of a fruit that you bring it into the house for kiyim, it could stay a while. So Rashi, shemiskayim yom ravim. It has to be a certain type of fruits that could stay a few days. Like a fruit, an orange, a grapefruit, they could stay a while. Lafuke yirokas, vegetables, get spoiled after a day or two. That's why vegetables are potter from peyah. Is chayi bepeyah. These things are all chayi bepeyah. Kosh, now the more explains. What does this Mishnah mean to say? Kol shu oichol, it has to be something that's edible. Prat l'svichei satin v'koitza. Lafuke svichem, here they grow by themselves, type of thorns, v'koitza, that's not edible. So Rashi says, svichei satin v'koitza, koshim l'achila. It's hard to eat it. You can eat it, but it's very hard. It's not so geshmak to eat it. Avos satin v'koitza shenim svichem. But these type of growths that don't grow by itself, chazil l'achila. Satin, yeah, different type of things here. You just said they use these things for dyeing. It gives off good dye. So kids said it's something that grows. That's hard to eat. It's not a derech to eat it that way. It's potter from peyah. The nishmar has to be watched. Prat lehefker. If you have a hefker, dig a field. There's no mitzvah for anybody to leave all the peyah. Just take all the fruits and keep it. The gedulim minoritz. Prat lekamei mepratiyos. Lafuke mushrooms. Mushrooms don't grow out of the ground. It's called it grows from the ear. Like a fungus. What does that mean? You collect it all in one shot. Prat latenim, lafuke figs. Figs are different times. They're ripe at different times. Trashi tenon, einim mismashvelos kachas. When you have a fig tree, all the figs are not ripe at the same time. Elazu gemura hayim, viacheres yoytze betzida kol yomei sakayit. No, summertime you have different figs keep on coming ripe. Therefore, since they don't all become ripe at one time, they're potter from peyah. Peyah has to be like ketosa kiyachas. The Mishnah there explains how you know these things from sukkim. We dash in a posuk for all these things. Baitam, or machnis lekiyim, something that you can bring home and it stays a while in your house, stays a long time. Pratli yerik, lafuke vegetables. Hey, vegetables don't stay a long time. Vegetables, you bring it in, it stays a day or two. If you don't have a refrigerator to keep it, or hand to find if you wouldn't spray it with all the sprays they do to the vegetables, they'll get to stale in a day or two. That's not called machnis lekiyim. So therefore, yirokis is potter from peyah. That's the kashan anchi richoi. Didn't they know this Mishnah? There's nothing in the Mishnah that says that vegetables that don't stay a long time is potter from peyah. Om Rabbi Yehuda Ramarav, hocho beroshe liftoi saskinen. Hey, savad anchi richo knew this Mishnah. And a regular field of vegetables, they also did not leave over peyah. So the machoik is only by a turnip, the tops of the turnips. A barashe liftais, askinam. O machni soilikiyah my day dobracher. You could keep it a long time, I day dobracher means if you pickle it. If you take it home and pickle it, it'll stay a long time. So that's the machoik. Is this called machnis lekiyah or not? Kliffagay. Ma sova machnis lekiyah de dobracher shmekiyim. Anshi richa held yes. Since the mice you can take this home and pickle it, and it'll stay a long time. Even though by itself it doesn't stay, but they don't rachah does stay. That's called machnis lekiyim. That's mechuyev in peyah. Umasa, but the rabbanon hold no loish mekiyim. Since if you take these turnips by itself, they will not stay a long time. You have to have something else with it. That's not called machnis lekiyim. Therefore, it's put them in a peyah. Rashi's rosh liftois olei haliftois, the leaves of the turnips. Machnis nois lekiyim aydei oimois. Rashi learns. All right. But turn around on it. You nice peyah on the liftois or the kruv. At the beginning, they did take off peyah from liftois and from kruv from cabbages. If they held, this was machnis lekiyim. Rabbi Yosi Yoyma af lekaflut, another type of vegetable. And this vegetable they held was also called machmis lakim, it could stay a long time. But Tanya, another writer says, hoyenoisnin peilo lefes lakaflet. It left out the word kruv, and it only said lefes and kaflet. We have Shimon, I remember Shimon says, afla kruv. Cabbage is also is called a vegetable that stays a long time, that's mechuyev in peyot. So the Mara Lema, tlosta tenoy hevi. Lechuyev, there's three of machlekes here. Rashi, Lema Tlosa Tenoy Heavy. Have the Gemara Loi Trey Tenoy Heavy. I tell you only two Tenoy in Heavy. But Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, Haina Reb Yoisi. The Tanakama, Reb Shimon is Reb Yoisi. But Tanakama, the Reb Yoisi, Haina Reb Shimon. It's the same person. Oma Yafa Kamaitis, going back to the first thing. Rashi, Tanakama, the Reb Yoisi, Haina Reb Shimon. But Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, Haina Reb Yoisi. Oma Yafa Kamaitis. Yes, so there's no three Tenoy in here. There's only two Tenoy in here. Therefore, if it's a good, like Rashi's light, Tanakam the Reb Shimon every Reb Yosef, Tanakam the Reb Yosef every Reb Shimon. Or my after Kamer, or the Kamri Tavayim, Akamaisa, the Tanakam, the day, Kaiman. The Ainu Alephis, the Kamer, Tanakam, the Reb Yosef, Lephis, Lukruv, or Kamer Reb Yosef, Afla Kaflut, Kamer the Lephis, Avo Lukruv light. So there's only two Machlekis in here, you don't have three Machlekis. Tana Rabbonin, then Buyin, Nosan, Pele, Yerit. He made a mistake. And he used to leave over payah any vegetables that grew in field of vegetables. He used to leave over payah. It was wrong. Or Bob, if his father came, or Motzen Laniim Shoyetunim Yerik VeYomdem Apesach Agina. And his father came and saw all the Laniim went to this field, and the Laniim taka collected the vegetables and were taking them home. Since it was payah, they held Yepotah for Tzumas Emeiser. They went to take them home, keep them the way they are. Is Omer Lahem? So the father told the Laniim, "Benim, my son." Do me a favor, throw down these vegetables. And I'll give you double the amount of peris that are taken off from Trumas and Maisers. In other words, he wanted to stop the Aniyim from eating these peris without Trumas and Maiser. So he said, drop them, and I'll give you twice as much back of kosher peris that were taken off already of the Trumas and Maisers. And he said to the Aniyim, not because I'm a stingy person, that's why I wanted to leave them here. But I'm doing it because the halacha is this way. Because the chum said, "A nice name, payli yerek." The halacha is you're not allowed to take. You're not. There's no chiyuv. You don't have to leave all the payah from your rokish. So if you want to, gazun to hate. But what's negayah to us is these payahs are mechuyev and trumas and maaser. So if you need a meeting without trumas and maaser, they're doing an avera. So tomorrow, lo malei lemei melhu loy mivnei shein etzara. Why did the father have to tell the aniyim? It's not because I'm stingy. Let him stop tell them. I'm doing it because the halacha is that way. And the Gemara ki echad la neimru dechuya kol matchin lo, that he was afraid if he would stop tell the aniyim, I want you stop to drop the peiros because I want to give you better ones. The aniyim will be afraid. Maybe you're lying and you're only telling us stop to be matzah, stop to get us out of here. But really, once we drop our peiros, you won't give us more peiros. Therefore, first he made akdam and tell them, no, you should know I'm not a stingy person. And the reason why I'm doing it is only that you should know that the halacha is you're not allowed to eat these peiros without trumas and maisers. So I want to make sure first you take off trumas and maisers. Yes, Tana Rabbanan. For Yishayna hayu menichin oirois kodeshim v'leshchois beis haparvo. It's in the beis hamikdash when you used to have a korban, they used to skin the korban. So what do they do with the skin of a korban? Hayamanich and Orif used to leave over the skin, Kodeshim, Veleshchas Beis HaParvo. That was a special Leshchas, special room in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they left the skin. And Le'erif, Hayamachalkin Oysan. And at nighttime, after the whole day's work of doing the Karbonis, at nighttime they would be Mechalik, give out the skins to the Kohanim. Because the skin was something blown to the Kohanim. Even from a korban oyla, that everything was hooked there on the Mizbeach, except for the skin. The skin is called Matnas Kuna, goes to the Kohanim. Rashi's Oyla is Kodeshim, or Oyla. It's the Or of a Korban Oyla, the Chathis, the Ashamais, the Kabonis Sibur. Shemachalkin Oyla is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohanim. The Lachar is the skin of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, goes to the Kohanim. Kirasir, the Posik says, Or Ha'oyla, Asher Hikriv, the Afinim Zvachim, the Oyla, Kol Oyla is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Not only korban oyla, any kodesh, any korban, the kodesh kadoshim, the skin goes to the kohanim. Ule eriv shel yoyim hayu mechalkin ois liyanshe beisav shavdu hayoyim shamishmer hayu cholak l'shisha bat yavis. That's three different categories of people kind of working there. L'shishi yomim, 6 days of the week. U'mashigia l'yomim, heim rubim heim, matem hu noitim. Afal pishi yesh yom shemar b'mayichidim lovi, v'yom zemich averim. Chisel used to leave it over at night, and they would divide it up at night time, all the skin they got that day. Yeah. Lera voye mechag noisim liyanshe beisav. Voye bali zroyes to strong kahanim. Noitle noisim zroya. They would take it by force. They used to bully their way in there and take all the skins. Shashi bali zroyes. Shere kahanim chazokim mechavroyim. Some kahanim were stronger than the other ones. So your mamas took it with force. And therefore Chom didn't like that. It's a skin of the Nenu Takona. Shio mechalki noisim me'erosh Shabbos ne'erosh Shabbos. They used to divide it up only Erosh Shabbos. The yastian kulu mishmoris. That all the mishmoros were there and they divided out equally. Everybody got an equal portion. The whole mishmor of the whole week, all the kahanim that worked that week came together on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, since everybody was there together, they didn't let the big bullies take themselves, but rather they gave out everybody an equal portion. That was a better eitzim. Still, the gedolim, the big ones, they still took it. Rashlan gedolakuna, sarum shebem. The princesses, the presidents, they used to take it not by force, but some they would say, it comes to us. We're more chashuv than you. We deserve it. Is omdu bailim the yekdishim l'shemayim. So the bailim that owned the kabbalas didn't like this. So to stop what was going on, they were makdishim l'shemayim right away. They said a reisu hegdish. That it doesn't belong to the Kahanim anymore. That's what they did. All right, we'll stop here. Finish on tomorrow.